are falling into place. Series spotlights the important work of and fosters collaboration between not-for-profit organizations in our communities, allowing us all to fall into place. Falling into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress. This morning we'll talk about the enchanted city, the steampunk tale of Troy, New York. Susan Nunkel, the producer of The Enchanted City, and Cheryl Kennedy, the economic developer of the city of Troy and an honorary committee member for The Enchanted City, are with us this morning, and it's a great pleasure to welcome them to the roundtable. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you, Joe. It's nice to be back.
What a great pleasure. Susan, let us begin with you and talk about how this event came up. This is happening in September, but I guess it's always the Enchanted City, isn't it?
Troy is the Enchanted City.
So, how did this all come to be?
Well, I opened up a small business in Troy around 5 years ago called Sweet Sue's. And shortly after, there was an incredible insurgence of energy among the small business crowd. And we decided to start taking a little bit of the branding into our own hands. And we thought that steampunk was an excellent vehicle.
So, this has been explained to me many times,
right.
And I apologize for being naive and stupid on this issue. So,
no.
what is steampunk?
Okay, so steampunk is a genre of science fiction fantasy that takes place in an alternative Victorian setting with modern technology. If you kind of ask the question, what would the past look like if the future happened sooner? So, Troy has this beautiful Victorian downtown with a huge industrial past. And now it has emerging technology sector. So if you took the technology of today and put it back in the Victorian era, what would it look like?
Okay. So how do you have a festival around that and to not only do cool things for that festival, but also to underscore what is always there and what's always happening?
That's a good question. So what we do is we have emerging maker partners, Tech Valley Center of Gravity and Troy Innovation Garage. And in those organizations are people who actually create things. And we have them come out into the streets. It's almost like a science fair in Disneyland. That's how we put it, dressed in cogs and corsets.
Cool. So then who participates? Is it mostly people within the city of Troy?
No. We have a call to makers out right now for anyone in the capital region who wants to participate, anyone who likes to tinker in their garage, who are professors or museums, schools, young makers, anyone who feels that they have a flair for making things.
So, Cheryl, as the economic developer for the city, how does this help in that regard?
Wow. Well, the Enchanted City is pretty amazing because it plays off of the intact historic downtown that we have.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of industrial buildings. We're on a beautiful waterfront. And I think that it really highlights what we already have. Since steampunk is the future past, we still have all those elements of the past still there, and we're able to mix it more readily with the present. And because we have that amazing tech and innovation sector downtown, which is always present as well.
Is RPF part of those too?
Absolutely. We have a Inventors Challenge every year where we say to the public, create a vehicle that can carry our costume figurehead, Queen Mab, two blocks. And it's amazing. And you should see the things that people make. Yes. And many of them are students from RPI who will come down with different vehicles that can be pulled like a rickshaw, or pushed like a wheelbarrow, pulled like a rickshaw. Impedaled.
When it comes to the actual event, this takes place in September.
Yes.
So give us an idea of the dates and when and what actually will be going on from start to finish.
Okay. So it begins at 11 o'clock in the morning, and we start with the parade of machines, where all of the competitors who have entered the Inventors Challenge will march through the festival grounds, which this year is down at the waterfront. It's at the Troy Riverfront Park. We also are lucky enough to have Bread and Puppets Theater out of Vermont, who will be participating and putting on shows all day long with the Theater Institute at Sage. Shawano Circus Theatrics will be there. and many others. So we do the parade, and then we move into different types of competitions. We have splendid teapot racing. We have power tool drag racing, drone racing, lots of theater and music. And that goes on. Oh, yes, we also have a culinary challenge this year, Trial by Combat.
Excellent. And the dates are?
September 16th. It's a Saturday from 11 to 5.
Okay. Now, you mentioned this before, and I really want to focus on this, which is you have put out a call for a call to makers. So what is that, and what do you hope to get from that call?
Okay. So we put out a call to makers for our festival, and we're hoping to attract fascinating, curious people who enjoy learning and who love to share what they do. From engineers to artists to scientists to crafters, the Enchanted City Mini Maker Faire is a venue for these makers. They can show their hobbies, experiments, inventions, and resourcefulness. Our mission is to celebrate these makers and thus allowing others to glimpse their future and get inspired.
You say that if you have a crazy uncle who tinkers in the garage, that you want that person.
Absolutely.
Is
that's
that
our
really,
favorite kind
you,
of people.
Are you sure you really want that person? Are you
we
positive?
Have a couple of those already, and we always put a volunteer with them to make sure they don't get lost. Don't walk into the river.
They have a spotter.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Good. Yeah. Well, we've heard about the crazy uncle. So this is, and then at that point, really, it can be anything, right?
Oh, absolutely. We're all about innovation and ingenuity. Last year, we actually had one of the vehicles was powered by moonshine, a jet propulsion engine that was powered by moonshine and actually
okay.
worked.
Well, yeah. I mean, that sure. Well, that's flammable, right?
Yes.
You can blow stuff up. You don't want to do that.
It was very, very loud.
What's interesting about the Enchanted City and the Inventors Challenge in and of itself is that it attracts a lot of area industrial and manufacturing companies that are beyond the professional level to compete against each other in a friendly fashion. So
you beyond the professional level?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So it's places like Adirondack Studios, for instance, NTech Consultants, in partnership with a lot of the other companies that they do business with enter just as friendly competitors because it kind of helps them, I think, grow their cohort and network a little bit more, but also have that little friendly wager on the side.
Sure, bragging rights, that
yeah,
all works.
Absolutely.
Yeah. When you put this thing together, how has it grown over time?
Well, the first year it was really interesting. I remember going to the mayor of Troy at the time and saying, "Hey, I think we should have the steampunk festival." And he looked at me and said, "What is a steampunk?"
Yeah, which would
yeah.
That's what
but yeah,
I ask
he said
every year,
absolutely. But... I mean, Troy is really an interesting place. It's growing, and the mines are very open right now. So we had it the first year, and it rained, and I was a little bummed out when I got there, but I was amazed. You know, he had 1,000 people turn out. In the second year, we had 4,000, and last year we had 8. It was huge. It was so big, in fact, that we've decided to move it down into the park because it takes so long to set up and for the vendors to get set. So we're pretty excited about the way that we've grown.
Troy Riverfront Park from 11 to 5 on the 16th of September. What is Trial by Combat Food Challenge?
What happens is we have different food competitors who line up in the festival grounds, and it's hosted by Daniel Berman, who's the ambassador of Yelp, and the Troy Waterfront Farmers Market. So Daniel will go to the farmers market that day, shop for surprise ingredients, leave them off at each vendor's booth, and they have a half hour to make something out of it.
All right.
Yeah.
That challenge. So not like real combat with food.
No, no, no. All right. Well, you never know.
Well,
some of the restaurants down there. We'll
depends
see.
Depends on how it goes downhill. And then Theater Institute at Sage, and what will they be doing?
They're going to be doing some interactive theater. They've been with us for 3 years now. They like to come down and do a little bit of improv on the stage. They're absolutely wonderful.
The Enchanted City is in its fourth year. It's going to be held on Saturday, the 16th of September in the Troy Riverfront Park from 11 to 5. In addition to the maker portion of the event, they have their popular Splendid Teapot Racing, Bread and Puppets Theater. They have the Inventors Challenge, the Theater Institute, and Sage, Trial by Combat Food Challenge, and much, much more. You can find out all about it. We have links at our website, wamc.org/roundtable, and links will be along with this interview. And simply go to our website and you can find out more. You can also go to enchantedtroy.com and find out there and answer the call to be a maker.
Yes,
which
absolutely.
Is very
Please
easy.
Do.
So is there a deadline on that?
I would say the deadline will take everyone until about a week before the
okay.
event.
Okay. All right. So get going. It's Enchanted City Troy. I'm sorry, EnchantedTroy.com. EnchantedTroy.com. And again, you can go to our website, wamc.org/roundtable. Want to thank Susan Dunkel and Cheryl Kennedy for being with us. Great pleasure to have
thank
you both
you,
on the program.
Thank you.
And again, you can find links at wamc.org/roundtable. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities. See more promise. See more progress.